Track 6. Welcome to 10 Minutes With, and today we have an interview with BBC engineers taken from our archives.
Well, what we do here is we take the signals that make up Network 1, BBC 1 and BBC 2, and they come up from London on bits of wire that the post office provide, or rather British Telecom these days. And we split the feeds here and send it up to Manchester, and we also send it up to Sutton Coalfield, which is where most of the television signals from the Midlands come from. We also send them up to Waltham, which is near Nottingham, which feeds the East Midlands. So from here, we're the first point out of London for both BBC One and BBC Two, which means that we've got to keep a fairly close eye on the quality of the signal so that the viewer at home gets the best possible service. In addition, we look after signals that come down from the north, from Manchester, for people that are making programmes in other areas of the country, so they can send them to London to become part of Network 1 and Network 2. So we're here from about 5:45 in the morning till about midnight, sometimes a little bit earlier, sometimes a little bit later, and we're looking after all sorts of switches, telephones all through the building and throughout the Midlands for BBC, and looking after teleprinters, telexes and things like that, and look after the computers within the building, which are used for a variety of purposes. So we're here as a sort of first line maintenance as well as an operational switching centre as well.
I see, so basically what you are is, Pebble Mill is basically a big repeater station.
Yes, if you like, yes, although we do actually make quite a lot of programmes here. I mean, the Archers comes from here, so we have that recorded in one of our studios, and they play the tapes down to London for transmission later on. So we do quite a lot of radio as well as television, and of course we look after the lines that are involved in radio. Slightly different technology to that involved in television, but engineering wise it's all a matter of making sure that everything's up to a satisfactory standard.
I see. I do remember saying that you're not just stuck in the building, but you actually go out on location as well.
Yes, we do outside broadcasts. The department is communications, and that involves all aspects of communications. So we go out and sit on hilltops with vans, and we pick signals up from one point and on a big dish aerial, and we beam it on to the next point with a big dish aerial. So, you know, we're very much sort of backroom boys. We never get our names on the credits or anything. And but we like to think that without us, there wouldn't be many programmes going out anywhere.
Exactly, I can't exactly see the actors splicing a plug together, for instance.
No, it's not something they'd normally do, no.
Okay, how did you actually become involved in television, Malcolm?
Well, when I was at school, I decided that I didn't really want to go to university. I'd sort of had enough of learning, and I'd always been interested in electronics, and I must admit that the Careers Advisory Service wasn't very much help in those days, not in the North East. If you didn't want to go into the steelworks or something like that, they didn't really want to know. And I saw an advert in the Daily Mirror, as it happens, for engineers, and they said they would train me. So I found that I'd got the entrance qualifications, which in those days, which was the beginning of the 70s, was simply having studied A-level maths and physics. You didn't have to pass it, fortunately, and the BBC sent me on a 16-week training course to Evesham, where we've got a big training centre, and after that I went into external services, which is down at Caversham. It's the monitoring service that picks up foreign broadcasts, and there's lots of people there that translate it into English and pass it on for the news services, especially the world news at Bush House. I'd been there about a year, and I decided that, I fancied a change, and we were slightly overstaffed. We were two people more than we should have been, and Pebble Mill was being built at the time, and there were two or three people working here, and they wanted some more to assist in the installation of the building, and so the word went out on the grapevine that Pebble Mill's looking for staff. And my personal officer suggested that I might like a long-term attachment, which was supposed to be 12 months. I didn't really like the idea. I didn't really like the idea of moving away from somewhere that I knew into what was unknown territory. And being from a small town, Birmingham being a big city, is a bit strange. But that was in 1971, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
So really, what started out as a small excursion ended up being your, your work to boot, so to speak, Roger.
That's right, yes. I mean, it was only supposed to be 12 months, but at the end of that 12 months, there was a vacancy here, and I was asked if I wanted it, and that was it. It was about 1972, so 16 years later, I'm still in the department.
How did you become involved in this line of work, John?
Well, I used to work in a power station, actually, in Tipton in the Black Country, and I got a bit fed up doing what I was doing, so I went to college and got some qualifications, and I did Beeb advertising for engineers, so I'll have a go at it.
In the power station? Right, a bit of a contrast, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah. Handling millions of watts of power in the power stations in this place, you're only handling sort of very small signals in this place. Mm. So it's a bit of a contrast, yeah.
Do you enjoy the work?
Oh, yeah, it's varied. It's a big selection of work, as you can see in this place. It's switching circuits, programs up and down the country. Outside, we do outside broadcasts, setting up radio links across the country, and we also do have a spell of maintenance as well, so it's quite a varied job.
Yeah, you have to have quite a large knowledge of the electrical field, don't you, for this kind of work, as well as engineering.
Yeah, that's right, especially when you're out on an RB somewhere, on the top of a hill, and it's pouring with rain, and you've got problems, you've certainly got to pull a solution out of the hat sometimes.
Yeah, they tend to expect you to be magicians.
That's right, yeah, so you need to have quite a varied experience. Certainly not always electronics, anyway.
How long did you actually have to study? 2-3 years?
Well, I did an HNC, which took me, I think it was about 2 years or 3 years to do. I think about 3 years, actually, all told. I also had to take people on with degrees as well, which is a three-year course. So it varies depending on which way you sort of get into the system, either from university or from college. So it does vary.
Yeah, I see. I mean, of course, it's not just a straight 9-till-5 job, is it?
No, it's a lot of shift work involved, and especially on outside broadcast, it's awkward hours. If you're doing, you might be doing a news piece for breakfast time, which means you'll be up at sort of 3 o'clock in the morning, out to do a radio link somewhere in the middle of the wilds.
Oh, wonderful.
In the winter.
Exactly, yes, can be good fun. Which aspect do you like? Do you like going out, or do you like stopping in the studio?
Well, that's difficult, that one. I wouldn't like to be stuck in one place all the time. I wouldn't like to be sort of stuck out on the road all the time. Because when you're out on the road, you get very little home life, so it's nice to have a mixture of the two.
I see, so it's sort of a happy medium for
you.
Yeah,
it is really, yeah. Hmm.
What funny experience have you had? I was talking to Malcolm, and he's quoted me a couple about callers calling in. I mean, to you, what's the most funniest thing that's ever happened to you while you've been working for the Beeb?
Well, it's difficult, that one, because as Malcolm said, a lot of the experiences tend to be sort of as a result of knowledge of how the system works. But the one I was thinking of was that we did a news LB. Was it last winter or the winter before? And the LB was a car crash on the M1, and the cause of the car crash was bad frost and fog. So they asked us to go out in the bad frost and fog to go and cover this LB. And it was freezing cold, and there was sort of 4 inches of snow on the ground, and it was very cold. We had to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning to set it all up.
Okay, Malcolm, we were discussing aspects of the job and equipment. As I'm sat here, I've tried and give a description of what I can see. There are banks and banks and banks of wires and equipment, and in front of you, I mean, actually where you sit and work, there's like what only can be described as a very large cockpit console, about the size of two three-piece suites, I would say, Malcolm.
Oh, that's about right, yes. It's well, because, as I've mentioned, we deal with both television and radio here, And although there are a lot of differences in the two systems, we treat them all as sources and destinations. And behind where we are sitting now, we've got some very big routers which switch just a particular source to a particular destination. So it could be a sound studio to a line to London, or it could be a line from Manchester carrying, you know, say Open Air, down to a line to London to transmit it on BBC One. So we've got a large combination of sources and destinations, and we've got the routing equipment to sort out which one should go where on this large desk that, as you say, is about the size of three-piece suites. The left-hand side of it is almost all television, and we've got VDUs and monitors and television sets, huge bank of television sets behind the desk with all the signals that come into the building and all the signals that go out of the building displayed so that we can see at any time if there's any problems. And on the right of this big desk, we've got all the sound monitoring equipment so that we can listen to any of the radio programs or, in fact, television sound. And as I've mentioned before, we don't just do programs. We actually deal with telephones, and we can pick those up on there and have a look at those as well.